I bring before the body a bill strengthening the laws against human trafficking. Some of the most heinous crimes are those committed against children, women, and those who are the most vulnerable in our society. One type of crime that's becoming more and more prevalent is that of human trafficking. Whether for sexual purposes or forced labor, these crimes are committed by perpetrators who use deception and threats and physical violence, doing unspeakably brutal and hurtful things to women and children, both male and female, in order to control their victims and force them into prostitution or forced labor. These crimes are becoming more prevalent, and law enforcement has seen a growing number of cases involving these trafficking of human beings. This is a worldwide crime. Victims in other countries are lured by promises of a job in the United States, and once here are isolated, alone, utterly controlled by their sponsor, forced to work for little or no wages, trapped in a foreign country with poor language skills, no money, few friends, totally beholden through intimidation to their sponsor, with no way to get back home or no way to escape from the bondage in which they are trapped. Runaways and vulnerable teens, women and children are also targets for human traffickers. Teens and women may be lured by promises of a better life, of being taken care of, given shelter and food. They might be promised a career in film or told they'll be making a lot of money in the entertainment industry. These potential victims are stalked by predators, provide an initial soft touch, then they're brutally raped, beaten, forced to take drugs, forced into prostitution, and even forced to become sexual slaves, all through the use of force, both physical and emotional, to control their victims. And a newer, more insidious method of trafficking is making it easier to commit these crimes: technology, specifically the internet, and the ability to make homemade sex films, using women and children they hold as prisoners, force them into the production of sex shows, sex productions, live productions, broadcast over the internet. This bill modifies our current Missouri law in the following ways. It establishes and defines a victim of trafficking, defined as a person who is a victim of the offenses under this bill. It adds blackmail as a crime in the context of human trafficking and forced labor. Victims are controlled through the threat of releasing damaging information about the victim, intimidating the victim into compliance, and it adds financial harm in the context of human trafficking and forced labor. Perpetrators tell trafficking victims they're under a binding contract, forced to do their bidding. They're told that they must work off their debt and are forced to work long hours, with most, if not all, of the money going not to the victim, but to the trafficker. Trafficking for the purposes of sexual exploitation through the use of force, abduction, coercion, deception, blackmail to use another person for a sexual performance, or in the production of it, is an offense. Through force, threats, and coercion, these victims are trapped into performing sexual plays, productions, videotapes, other exhibitions, even something as disgusting and humiliating as demonstrations of sexual slavery, sadomasochistic sex acts, and torture. These productions are aired over the internet, where viewers may pay the trafficker a fee to watch. Not only does the bill make these activities a crime, it makes the crime for the perpetrator to benefit financially from those same activities. The bill provides restitution for a victim in a criminal case, as well as restitution in civil cases where these charges are tried. It allows the Attorney General to bring a civil action against the perpetrator to recover financial benefits, which will be used to pay restitution for their victims. It also provides the Department of Public Safety to be able to establish training programs to identify victims of human trafficking. Law enforcement then notifies Department of Social Services when the victim is identified, and then the victim is evaluated to provide the appropriate services for human trafficking victims. The bill also makes it an affirmative defense for victims to claim that prosecution was committed while they were the victim of human trafficking. So, how many are we talking about? The FBI estimates there are 300,000 child prostitutes in the United States. There's 2.5 million child sex slaves around the world, and 1.2 million children of victims of commercial sex trafficking every year around the globe. and Operation Fair Play, which is an online data system to plot the location of sex traffickers, has revealed over 300,000 suspects exchanging photos and videos of children being sexually molested, forced to engage in sex acts of every kind imaginable, and even being subjected to torture and rape and related sadistic conduct. And it's estimated that the average predator can make more than $200,000 a year. $200,000 a year off of one victim. I'd like to give a couple of examples. In Missouri, specifically. In Lebanon, Missouri, just recently a 16-year-old girl was coerced and held captive for 5 years. Her perpetrator held her, sexually tortured her, sold her in sex shows, both live and over the internet, used homemade torture devices on her, electrocuted her, bind her, raped her, tattooed slave on her, forced her to sign a lifelong contract as a sexual slave. This went on daily for 5 long years until finally, during a torture session where she was, an especially brutal torture session where she was being electrocuted, where her genitals were being electrocuted while she was being suffocated, this 21-year-old girl suffered a cardiac arrest and was taken to the hospital. Were it not for that cardiac arrest, that torture most likely would still be going on. It happens in Missouri, too. It doesn't happen across the world. Not only across the country, but it happens in Missouri, too. In Blue Springs, Missouri, a 12-year-old young girl had a family friend who began abusing her, training her to be a dominatrix, and forced her to engage in sadomasochistic acts, and sold her online and in person. She's now 23. The perpetrator is convicted. He's serving prison 25 years. And her mom, who knew about the activity and actually condoned it, is serving 15 years in prison. As far as labor goes in Kansas City, one example is 12 were charged with human trafficking and forced labor, where hundreds of illegal aliens worked at Kansas City and Branson hotels. They were forced to work without proper pay, threat of deportation. They were forced to live in crowded, substandard, and overpriced apartments. And I have several examples, but I just wanted to point those out. I can't tell you how important it will be to a victim to be freed from something like this. Putting perpetrators in prison will prevent some future victims. And as I imagined a young woman, a child, being coerced, forced, threatened, raped, tortured, exploited, forced to take drugs, forced to perform unthinkable acts, I couldn't even imagine what goes on in that dark, dark underground life where lives are damaged, they're warped and twisted, all for someone's selfish and sick desires. This bill will help identify, prosecute, and imprison these offenders, and it's going to prevent them from profiting from these horrible acts. These are people who destroy lives, who steal the future of women and children, who rob victims of basic human dignity and their freedom. I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is one of the most important things we're going to do this session. And, Mr. Speaker, I'll close right now and entertain any questions.